Please open your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2 in your Scofield Bible, page 1258. Beginning with verse 5, we'll read responsibly through verse 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11 in your Scofield Bible, page 1258. Now let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and let's finish on the 11th together, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and let's pray. Father, we sure thank you for our Bibles. Thank you that thy word has been preserved for us through the ages at great sacrifice and cost to many. And it's still costly to believe thy word and to stand for it. And we would want to do that unashamedly. We pray that you'd bless and help our preacher tonight. You've got something for us. You've chosen to use our preacher to give it to us, so help us to receive that which you have. Freely you give, freely we should receive, and help it to make a difference now in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tonight, we're not going to go anywhere. We're just going to drive around town. You know, it's most of the time I preach something has a point to it. There ain't no point to this sermon tonight. Brother Colston put it this way a while ago. He said, "Lord, our preacher is here to let us have it, and you're going to get it." But I'm not going to bore you out tonight. It's the summertime. It's hot. We're just going to take a little drive around town for a while, see the sights. Youth conference is over. We're tired. And you don't deserve me to bawl you out. I'm not in the mood to bawl you out anyhow, unless you start taking notes while I preach. But we're just going to drive around town a while, and we're not going to go anywhere, but we're going to enjoy the trip. I like to drive around. I just like to get in the car and drive. I like to drive out in Southern Lake County, out there in the all those trees and all those hills and all those lakes and all those taverns. And I just like to drive around, and tonight we're going to do that for a while and see what we can see. I want to speak on two words, crown him. Our Heavenly Father, we look forward to that day when Jesus shall receive the glory and honor he deserves. We read a while ago that he humbled himself even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Thank you for that day. We anticipate it. What a wonderful day it's going to be. Help us tonight to rejoice in it. Amen. If you listen carefully for a while, we'll sort of get the engine warmed up a little bit, and then we'll take off driving in a few minutes. Little outline that we've used here for many, many years. Now, I'm sure it's not original with me, but I don't know where I got it. It's a little outline about the second coming of Christ. He came the first time to his own. John said in the first chapter, 11th verse, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came the first time to his own. He is going to come in the clouds of glory at the rapture and at the first resurrection for his own and call us up to the air for 7 years at the judgment seat of Christ. And one of these nights I'm going to preach on that judgment seat and sort of tell you what it's all about. And then after the judgment seat and the marriage of the Lamb, we're going to come back with him to the earth. And he's coming back with his own. So that three great appearings of Jesus Christ on the earth. He came in Bethlehem to his own. He's coming in the air for his own. He's coming back 7 years later with his own. Now, the order of events concerning that return is important for us tonight so we can pinpoint exactly our little drive. Let me explain the order of events on earth. I'm not talking now about the rapture. I'm not talking about the judgment seat. I'm not talking about the marriage of the Lamb. As soon as the Christians are taken out at the rapture, then with the Antichrist will be revealed. The Antichrist is a wicked dictator, come from the Western powers. He'll not come from Russia. He'll not come from China. He'll not come from Japan. He'll come from our side. He'll come from the guys that wear the white hats. And he'll come from our side. And he will then become a defender of Israel. In the early part of the tribulation period, that 7 year period, while we're gone, Russia, along with Iran and Turkey and Libya and other nations, will march down on Palestine to get the wealth of Palestine. I think mainly the wealth that's at the bottom of the Dead Sea, which is almost innumerable amount of wealth. And then when that happens, the Antichrist, our side, if you please, sort of like the United Nations, NATO, we will come in defense of Palestine, of Israel, and fight against Russia. Now, we're not concerned a great deal about defending Israel. We're concerned about Russia not getting all of her wealth, Israel's wealth. And so we'll come, and there on the mountains of Israel, we will engage in a world war with Russia and her northern alliance. The Antichrist, the man of sin from the Western Confederacy, will win that war, and all of a sudden, China, Japan, will enter that war also. The Bible says they'll come from the east, and the Euphrates River will be miraculously dried, and the armies of China and Japan will cross the Euphrates River on dry ground, just like the Red Sea experience for Moses and Israelites. And they then will join Russia in trying to turn back the Western powers. The Antichrist and the Western powers will win. I want to make it very plain. I preached this before the fall of the Soviet Union. I said that Russia and the Soviet Union would never conquer the world, and she will never conquer the world. In those days, it sort of seemed foolish, but now you've seen the truth of it. She couldn't conquer the world now. And because of the dissolving of the Soviet Union. Then there'll be a great war on the mountains of Israel between the Western powers under the Antichrist versus Russia, China, Japan, and the Northern Confederacy. The Western powers under the man of sin, the great dictator, the Antichrist, will win that war. And the Bible says it'll take 7 months for people to bury all the Russians that'll die on the mountains of Israel. It says that people will be employed just for the gathering of the dead bodies of the Russian people that will be destroyed. And the Antichrist at that time will be king of all the earth. And of course you know the story, and I'll not go into it because that's not the sermon tonight. But as soon as the Antichrist becomes the king of the whole world, and you've heard me say this again and again, he will have conquered everything he can see. He looks to the north and says, I'm from the north, I've conquered the north. He looks to the west and says, I'm from the west, I've conquered the west. He looks to the east and says, I've conquered the east. Japan and China have been conquered. Looks to the south and says, I've conquered the kings of the south, Egypt and so forth. And he conquered the whole world. But there's one place he forgets to look, and that's up. And upstairs on the third floor, there is another king.
And that king shall come, and I'm going to be with him in heaven's cavalry, riding on a white horse. And all the saints of God will be on horses, riding on horses with Jesus. Can you imagine what a revolting development that's going to be for the Antichrist when he looks up and sees every saved person who's ever lived riding on a white horse? And coming back with our king, he's also riding on a white horse. And if you want to know why the white horses, I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says that the Antichrist is, that Russia is going to come from the north with a great cavalry. And it'll be a cavalry battle in the end time. And Russia's going to come with a great cavalry. And Jesus just says, I believe I can gather more horses than you can. And he comes and puts down the Antichrist. And then Jesus becomes king of all the earth. And rules and reigns. By the way, you'll come back to Mount Megiddo. And that's what the Battle of Armageddon is. The Battle of Armageddon is not a battle between any nation. It's a battle between two people, Christ and Antichrist. And he'll win the Battle of Armageddon, the Bible says, with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his coming, and put down the Antichrist. And then he'll ascend the royal stairway of Mount Zion and shall rule and reign. Now, it is that little event that I want to talk to you about tonight. It is that event which the apostle talked about in Philippians chapter 2 when he said he was given a name that above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Christ to the glory of God the Father. Now that's when that's going to happen. He who came on a donkey will come on a white horse. He who came and wore a crown of thorns will come again at that moment to establish his kingdom wearing a crown of glory. He whose throne was a cross will come, and his throne will be a throne of power on Mount Zion. He whose scepter was a borrowed walking stick will come with a scepter of righteousness as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He who came in robed in a borrowed overcoat will come dressed in a robe of splendor, and Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom shall spread from shore to shore till moon shall wax and wane no more. He who was crucified will then be crowned. He who came as a lamb will then come as a king. He who came to submit will come to conquer. He who came to be tried will come to try. He who came to be judged will come to judge. He who came to yield to a sword will come to wield a sword. He who came to die will come to live forever. He who came to be jeered will come to be cheered. He who came to die on Calvary will come to rule on Mount Zion. He whose subjects were a jeering mob crying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, now will be subjects singing, all hail the power of Jesus' name, that angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him as Lord of all. He came who heard, crucify him, who came to a surrender at Gethsemane, now comes to conquer at Armageddon. He who came to a manger now comes to a palace. He who came as a savior now comes as a sovereign. He who came as a stone the builders rejected now comes as a stone cut out without hands to break in pieces the kingdoms of this old world. He who came to Bethlehem, born in Bethlehem, will come to rule in Jerusalem. He who came to humble himself will be exalted. And he who came to have no reputation comes to have a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. His name above every name. His name above every name. His name above every name. Above the kings is his name. Above Nero. Above Herod. Above the Pharaohs. Above the Ramses. Above Darius. A name that's above Nebuchadnezzar. A name that's above Cyrus. A name that's above Napoleon. A name that's above Adolf Hitler. A name that's above Titus. A name that's above Kaiser Wilhelm. A name that's above Mussolini. A name that's above Charlemagne. A name that's above the Henrys. A name that's above the Jameses. A name that's above Saul. A name that's above David. a name that's above Solomon, a name that's above Rehoboam, a name that's above Jeroboam, a name that's above Abijam, a name that's above Asa, a name that's above Jehoshaphat, a name that's above Nadab, a name that's above Ahijah, a name that's above Basham, a name that's above Elah, a name that's above Zimri, a name that's above Tibni, a name that's above Omni, a name that's above Ahab, a name that's above Ahaziah, a name that's above Jehoram, a name that's above Jehu, a name that's above Jehoaz, a name that's above Joash, a name that's above Amaziah, a name that's above Azariah, a name that's above Uzziah, a name that's above Zechariah, a name that's above Shalom, a name that's above Manasseh, a name that's above Pekahiah, a name that's above Pekah, a name that's above Ahaz, a name that's above Hoshea, a name that's above Hezekiah, a name that's above Ammon, a name that's above Josiah, a name that's above Jehoiakim, a name that's above Zedekiah. At his name every knee shall bow, and he'll be given a name that is above every name. Not only a name above the kings of the earth, but he'll be given a name above the prophets. A name above Isaiah, a name that's above Jeremiah, a name that's above Ezekiel, a name that's above Daniel, a name that's above Hosea, a name that's above Joel, a name that's above Ammon, a name that's above Amos, a name that's above Obadiah, a name that's above Jonah, a name that's above Micah, a name that's above Nahum, a name that's above Habakkuk, a name that's above Zephaniah, a name that's above Haggai, a name that's above Zechariah, a name that's above Malachi. A name, he should be given a name that is above every name. A name that is above the kings. A name that is above the prophets. A name that's above the apostles. A name that's above Peter. A name that's above Andrew. A name that's above James. A name that's above John. A name that's above Philip. A name that's above Bartholomew. A name that's above Thomas. A name that's above Matthew. A name that's above James. A name that's above Levius. Levius, a name that's above Simon. A name that's above Judas Iscariot. He should have given a name that is above every name. A name above the kings. A name above the prophets. A name above the apostles. A name above the judges. A name above Othniel, a name above Ehud, a name above Shamgar, a name above Barak, a name above Gideon, a name above Tola, a name above Jair, a name above Jephthah, a name above Ibsen, a name above Elon, a name above Abdon, a name above Samson, a name above the giants of the faith, a name above Moses, a name above Noah, a name above Abraham, a name above Isaac, a name above Jacob, a name above Joseph, a name above Aaron, a name above Joshua. The first thing I want to say about this moment when Jesus is crowned as King of Kings and the Antichrist is put down, and he who was abased shall be exalted, and he who was nailed to a cross will rule from a throne, a name that is above every name. Then it says at that moment something else shall happen. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Praise God, Hugh Hefner's knee shall bow. Thank God, Adolf Hitler's knee shall bow. Thank God, Michael Jackson's knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is the Christ to the glory of God the Father. Thank God, Elizabeth Taylor's knee shall bow and to the glory of God the Father. Thank God, I want to watch this one. I want to watch Jane Fonda get on her knees and confess that Jesus is the Christ to the glory of God the Father. Thank God, Donahue's knee. I want to watch that one too. I want to watch this guy that started all this sex craze, this junk we call talk shows in America. I want to watch Phil Donahue's knee bow. I want to hear him say, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oprah's knee shall bow. Madonna's knee shall bow. The Beatles' knee shall bow. Arnold Schwarzenegger's knee shall bow. Ted Kennedy, I want to watch this one, brother. Ted Kennedy's knee shall bow. That day when Jesus is crowned, the day of Christ, the day of the Lord, the day when they who jeered him shall cheer him, and he'll take their faces and rub it in the ground and say, get on your knees and confess that I'm the Lord. The day when Mussolini's knee shall bow, and Kaiser Wilhelm's knee shall bow, and Madeleine Mary O'Hare's knee shall bow, and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That day, Bob Ingersoll, the atheist, knee shall bow. Muhammad Ali's knee shall bow. Catholic knees shall bow. Seventh-day Adventist knees shall bow. Liberals' knees shall bow. Muslim knees shall bow. Jehovah Witnesses' knees shall bow. The Satan's worshippers' knees shall bow. And the queers' knees shall bow. And the bootleggers' knees shall bow. And the prostitutes' knees shall bow. And the atheists' knees shall bow. And the communists' knees shall bow. And Frank Sinatra's knees shall bow. And the soap opera star's knees shall bow. And the Grand Ole Opry star's knees shall bow. Every liberal's knees shall bow. And Bill Clinton's knees shall bow. And Hillary Clinton's knees shall bow. Every liberal seminary professor's knees shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every liquor dealer's knees shall bow. Every liberal preacher's knees shall bow. Michael Jordan's knees shall bow and confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Bible says that that day he'll be given a name that is above every name. Secondly, it says every knee shall bow. That isn't all. It says every tongue shall confess. That means Hugh Hefner's tongue shall confess. Adolf Hitler's tongue shall confess. Michael Jackson's tongue shall confess. Liz Taylor's tongue shall confess. Jane Fonda's tongue will keep wagging and confess. Donahue's tongue will confess. Oprah's tongue will confess. Madonna's tongue will confess. The Beatles' tongue will confess. Arnold Schwarzenegger's tongue will confess. Ted Kennedy's tongue will confess. Adolf Hitler's tongue will confess. Mussolini's tongue will confess. Kaiser Wilhelm's tongue will confess. Madeline Murray O'Hare's tongue will confess. Bob Ingersoll's tongue will confess. Muhammad Ali's tongue shall confess. The Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists, liberals, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, Satan worshippers, the queers, the bootleggers, prostitutes, atheists, communists, Frank Sinatra, soap operas, Marilyn Monroe, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton shall confess. Their tongues shall confess. Their knees shall bow, and on their knees they'll do obeisance to the Savior. The one whom they cursed, they will crown. The one whom they hated, they'll realize he was right. And bless God, I'm going to watch every stinking one of them get on their knees and say, yeah, 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 yeah. I told you. I'll wave old King James Bible and I'll say, we were right! We were right! We were right! My Bible says at that day, when Jesus is crowned, he shall be given a name that is above every name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ to the glory of God the Father. Zondervan will admit there's only one Bible. Harry Emerson Fosdick will preach on the virgin birth. John MacArthur will preach a series of sermons on blood on the mercy seat. Madeline Murray O'Hare will believe there's a God. The Sadducees will believe in the resurrection. The Pope will admit that only Jesus can absolve sin. The Rolling Stones will admit that he's the Rock of Ages cleft for me. Thomas Paine will admit the blood atonement. Brigham Young will admit there's only one Bible. The Jewish rabbi will admit that Jesus is the Messiah. The Zondervan Company will admit that the NIV is not the Bible. Thomas Nelson will admit the New King James is not the Bible. Oxford will admit the New Scofield is not the Bible. Southern Baptist will admit that Living Bible is a dead Bible. The National Council of the Churches will admit that the RSV is not the Bible. Thomas Nelson will admit there's only one Bible. Oxford will admit there's only one Bible. The Gideons will admit there's only one Bible. The American Bible Society will admit there's only one Bible. The Broadman Press will admit there's only one Bible. Moody Press will admit there's only one Bible. Moody Bible Institute will admit there's only one Bible. Pensacola will admit there's only one Bible. Charles Stanley will admit there's only one Bible. The Charismatics will admit there's only one Bible. The Union Gospel Press will admit there's only one Bible. Scripture Press will admit there's only one Bible. David C. Cook will admit there's only one Bible. Southern Seminary will admit there's only one Bible. Southwestern Seminary will admit there's only one Bible. Wheaton College will admit there's only one Bible. And Bell University, the door of God the Father, will admit there's only one Bible. prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. John MacArthur will sing, "There is a fountain filled with blood." Ted Kennedy will sing, "Shall we gather at the river?" Hugh Hefner will sing, "Yield not to temptation." Liberace will sing, "Straight is the way." Man, I can't wait. Oral Roberts will sing, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." Madeline Murray O'Hare will sing, "A mighty fortress is our God." Interdenominational folks will sing, "The church is one foundation." Judas Iscariot will sing, stand up for Jesus. Robert Shuler will preach on the great judgment morning. Charles Stanley will sing, "My mother's Bible." Bill Clinton will sing, "I'm in the army now." We will sing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." We will sing, "Jesus is the sweetest name I know." We will sing, "There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth." We'll sing, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear." We'll sing, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus." We'll sing, "Crown him with many crowns." We'll sing, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know." And we'll sing, "Now the battle's over and we are wearing crowns." Jesus shall set up a kingdom of righteousness and we shall rule with him. Ray Young will be Secretary of Transportation. Greg Bolduc will be the Attorney General. Dr. Geer Golsch will be the Surgeon General. Judge Clement will be the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Colonel McCormick will be Secretary of War. Henry Brown will be Secretary of the Treasury. Wes Miller will be Secretary of Urban Renewal. Dr. Evans will be Secretary of Education. Johnny Colston will be head Army Chaplain. Mrs. Colston will be Speaker of the House. Brother O'Clair will head the Board of Education. Bob Hooker will be Secretary of the Navy. Dr. Jorgensen will be governor of Indiana. Dan Daniel will be governor of Alabama. And we'll finally be rid of him. Lee Roberts will be president of the United States. And Phil Sally will be secretary of labor. We shall rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Every adult bookstore will be converted into a church building. Every Christian bookstore will be converted into a Christian bookstore. Every Christian radio station will be converted into a Christian radio station. Channel 38 will be converted into a Christian... Channel 44. 38. We'll be converted to a Christian TV station. Every Christian TV station shall be converted to a Christian TV station. Every Christian college shall be converted into a Christian college. Every Bible Institute will be converted to a King James Bible Institute. Every church will be converted into a church. The Crystal Cathedral will be converted to a camp meeting headquarters. Playboy printers will print King James Bibles. And we'll make Bill Clinton get drafted. And we'll make Hillary stay home and make brownies. And we'll teach Ted Kennedy how to drive. And Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom shall spread from shore to shore till the moon shall wax and wane no more. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing the glories of my God and King. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Crown him with many crowns. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battle's all won. We'll shout the victory. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue, some golden daybreak for me and for you. Queen Victoria once heard a sermon on the second coming. After she heard that sermon, Queen Victoria said, "Oh, how I wish that the Lord would come in my lifetime." Dean Farrar, who heard her, asked the question, "Why does Your Majesty feel this earnest desire that Jesus come in your lifetime?" Queen Victoria replied, "Because I should so love to lay my crown at His feet." Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, hated, reviled, man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, crucified, rejected by His own race, turned away by His own creation, expelled from His own synagogue, kicked out of His own hometown, crucified in the town of His ministry. Foxes had holes and birds had their nests. The Son of Man had no place to lay His head. In that day, Jesus had been given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. Our Heavenly Father,